My name is Paige, and I am all the rage. Girls want to be me. Guys want to get to know me. May sound like bragging, but it ain't if it's true. It ain't about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight in the dog. And this dog is about to bite hard.
I love it.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I can't use Kung Fu for about 3 months.
Because if this one doesn't scare you, you're already dead. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Chartreuse! The only liquor so good they seem to color after it.
I'm telling you straight. It's my way or the highway. So anybody wants to walk, do it now.
You kids shouldn't play so rough. Somebody's gonna start crying.
We've got entirely too many troublemakers here.
They use the satanic power of their bodies to turn men and women into their bloodstains.
I will never forgive your ass for this shit. This is some fucked up Republican shit.
Bruce Lee is gone. From the gates of hell, they have finally come.
Never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
Oh, my poor darling. Can you forgive me for having brought you to this terrible place?
Of course, Mama.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
Dana, let's talk about what we've watched.
Oh.
What have we watched?
I don't know. Steve watched some crazy movie.
What did I watch? What did we watch last night?
Do you remember?
Before
the first movie for you.
For me.
Before you left. Or we watched that other crap stuff.
Oh, hey, don't call that crap.
Sorry.
What? I can't remember.
Do you remember anything?
Oh, no, that was that other movie. Okay.
Oh, well, another movie forgotten.
I just remember the metal flower petal movie.
Yeah, the flower with metal petals, which was a giallo that I haven't finished.
And I tried to finish it last night late, and I fell asleep.
Well, that brings it up to speed.
Steve watched Tokyo Gore Police.
Yeah, that's what I tried to watch, and it kind of messed up at the end, but yeah. I didn't know it. It seemed like it was filmed on video, which I was surprised, but it's kind of cool.
Steve and I didn't have an argument. We had a discussion, a debate about whether there was CG in this movie or not.
Well, it was fun.
I'm convinced there is.
Well, I'm sure there is somewhat, but not, like, overabundant. A lot of practical effects in that movie.
But so. It was a crazy, crazy-ass Japanese movie. I know that.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. What I watched earlier. Did I watch something earlier besides this movie? Oh, yeah. Dear
Delilah.
Yeah, that came... That was on Blu-ray. It didn't look very good as far as Blu-ray transfers, if that was Blu-ray.
It was a
regional movie.
I think it had Grandpa Walton on it.
Yeah, it had a lot of people. It had some dude that was in Little House on the Prairie. It was like the doctor in Little House on the Prairie. And
it did? It had the doctor from Little
House on the Prairie? Yeah, I mean, so it had a lot of people. This was like a... took place in Nashville, so it was some low-budget movie that, you know, just got a bunch of actors And it's got Angela Moorhead from Bewitched.
I mean, Agnes Moorhead.
Yeah, Agnes. And it was just.
I guess it had a bunch of TV characters in it.
Yeah. So I mean, it was kind of cool.
Oh,
I mean,
was that who played Delilah?
Yes.
Okay.
It was kind of cool. I mean, a lot of people I read had seen it on late night television, and they always remember there's a certain scene where somebody gets their head cut off, which I think they, I don't know if they cut it out or not. I mean, it was gory if you could see it, but if you were watching it on local TV, you probably couldn't see any of the blood or nothing. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. And then I was scrolling around trying to find something, and it's a movie from 1997 called Dance with the Devil.
That was a crazy movie, too.
With Rosie Perez and Hervar Bodine.
LeVar Burton?
No. I think he won an Oscar or something. He was in No Country for Old Men, and he was also in a James Bond movie as the villain for Skyfall. It was by the director of a movie called Day of the Beast, which was I don't know if it's Mexican or just Spanish, but it was a kind of a horror film, and it was pretty interesting. It was more of a comedy, and this had a lot of comedy elements, but it was kind of very violent, and
it switched gears back and forth.
It was, yeah, and it was over 2 hours around 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, it was 2 hours ish. I didn't stick around for the credits. That's probably.
And what else did we watch last night that you fell asleep during?
Dana had some short films from Sam Raimi, Scott Spiegel, and Bruce Campbell.
And Josh Becker.
Yeah. Becker Law.
Oh, and Rob Tappert was in them, and Ted's in some of them.
Oh, yeah, Ted.
Yeah.
But,
not Ted Bundy either.
But anyway, got a few movies from the... they still had the Arrow sale going on, the Christmas sale, for a little while after Christmas, and I ended up ordering
the after Christmas Arrow sale.
Well, it was the Christmas held over. I got Howling 2, Your Sister's a Werewolf,
right?
And let's find out, cause
the one with Ed Wein.
Oh, yeah, I got the Shameless release of Strange Vice of Mrs. Ward.
And I remember that.
And then we went to Book of Music Exchange. I got a double feature Blu-ray of Mask of Zorro and Legend of Zorro, which I want to revisit the first one.
Let's see, what did Dana get? I didn't get movies.
Well, I got a 4K of the new Murder on the Orient Express,
the
which I heard.
The new Murder on the Orient Express. Yeah, not the
4K. Got over 2 hours of killer extras, Dana.
Killer extras, not just regular.
Yeah, this
extras?
Is Ultra HD Premium. It's not the same. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. But anyway, Dana got records.
I got three records. I got Humble Pie that has the legendary song Grooving with Jesus, which he says he's not listening.
We'll listen to that tomorrow for Sunday services.
Oh, okay. And I got a National Lampoon record, which should be interesting. And I got Simply Red. It's got a...
Holding Back the Years?
Yes, it does have that song on it.
Holding Back the Years.
Evidently, Steve does not like Simply Red.
I've already been through that. I don't give a shit no more. And plus, we've been remodeling the back room more. Dana's been...
Steve brought one of his older shelves in, and I was able to move all of my Blu-rays to the one shelf.
Brulees.
Yeah.
So
if you're the guy from Code Red.
But...
And now what are we moving on to, Steve?
It's a mystery.
I'm waiting to watch something that I want to watch.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that.
Steve told me last weekend that he said, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have this long weekend. And you're going to pick some movies and I'm going to pick some movies.
Okay, you can pick some
movies.
You can pick them, but that doesn't mean we're going
to
watch.
We can say yay or nay, but then there's one of them from each that we have to watch. And
okay.
We ain't done none of that.
Okay, well, then we'll do it after this. So, we'll be back.
We've got two more days left that we can do that.
All right. We'll be back after we fight about it.
Bye.
We have to.
Night of the Bloody Apes. See creatures that are half man, half beast. All horror. They rip, they tear, they claw you to pieces. The Night of the Bloody Apes makes you see the hell man creates for himself. The Night of the Bloody Apes. Night of the Bloody Apes. See creatures that are half man, half beast. All.
We're back.
Steve didn't warn me. He just came over here with the recorder.
Yeah, so. Let's see.
Did you make a list of the movies?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know if
we talked about Superstition. We watched that again.
I
first time for me because I fell asleep the first time.
I know.
It's coming out on Blu-ray, so I thought I'd watch it again. And
I love that movie.
That's all right. Ain't nothing special.
Steve and I watched it when we were just friends before we started dating, and like I liked it so well that when I went back home, I ordered it on DVD and got it.
Mm-hmm. And what's the Dark Serenade? We might have talked about these, but unfortunately, it's been a month.
Did I watch Dark Serenade?
It was about Spanish or kind of a slasher where he's dressed up like a whatever they call those. You know what I'm talking about. We watched it.
Oh, yeah.
The Mistral.
Yeah, I remember it now.
It was like a Spanish or something slasher. It was okay, but it was just kind of weird. They had big, those Mac, colored Mac monitors.
Yeah.
IMAX, was that what they call it, or something like that. But anyway, it was kind of... It had all the kind of lame special effects, and well, I mean, of course, back then
it was just okay. It wasn't the best movie I've ever seen.
And these are one I watched on Netflix, which Dana didn't watch. It's called Revenger. I think it's Korean, and they, I guess it's kind of they send all these criminals to this island, and. And at the beginning, we see a mother and her son kind of fighting these guys, trying to get away. And then we see this one dude with like a Hannibal Lecter mask, and he's got a straight jacket
Hannibal
on.
Hannibal Lecter mask?
Yeah. And he just got there, and he beats the shit out of everybody with just his legs and his head and everything. And then they take him back, and they realize he's a cop. And he's actually one of the people who put the mother on this island, or arrested her. And then he's basically there for the big bad guy on the island because they killed his wife and kid. It was pretty good. I mean, this was like, I don't know if these originally, it said it was made for Netflix, but I'm not 100% sure, but. But anyway, it was decent, kind of for what it was.
Well, I guess.
And then watched a giallo called Eyes Behind the Wall. It was that one where they were watching the neighbor.
Oh, yeah, that was...
It was nonsense. It's not a giallo.
That was a weird... I don't even know. It was a weird mishmash of nothing, pretty much.
I mean...
I couldn't figure out what it was.
Stuff went on, but it was not a giallo for sure.
We didn't talk about the one before that, did we?
No, but I'll go back. Right. So, Eyes Behind a Wall. I know I've heard people talk about it like it's some big deal, but I didn't think so. But the other one we watched was the new Blu-ray of Nothing Is Out There, which looked great compared to the VHS.
And it was done by. Rolf Kaniski, yes. How you pronounce his name. And you know what the greatest thing about this movie was?
I know.
No Tiffany Shepis.
Well, I don't even know. It was 91. She was probably too young.
To show her boobies and her butt.
But this one was awesome. I think I might have saw this on Up All Night. But a friend of mine used to work at a video store, and he actually kind of... permanent loan me the
he stole it
VHS. So and then I got the DVD.
What Steve really means is he stole it.
Yeah,
we're not gonna say.
And then yeah, it was. It's got like a a student film or early film of his, but I was like, I don't need to watch this right now anyway. So, but anyway, it was decent. It's just a fun movie. It's got very aware horror guys are aware. I mean, even the first scene takes place in the video store, which is kind of cool because it looks just like almost all those. The next one, I revisited one in HD. It's called Cannibal Man. I think it's Spanish. And I don't remember the cannibalism, but Dana was saying, this guy is he's slowly going insane. I don't know why he kills somebody.
I don't think there was any cannibalism in there.
I mean, if there was, I must have not paid attention.
They blocked it out.
But
this
guy ends up killing his girl. And then his brother comes and visits, and then,
he just kills people, basically.
He just keeps going on. It just doesn't, and then at the end, which, if you don't want to hear the spoiler, don't listen for the next 15 seconds. And you know what happens in the end? He gives himself up to the cops.
Yeah.
What a conclusion.
But like I said, I don't remember any cannibalism going on.
And there's this guy who wants to hang out with him all the time, and I'm getting like a super gay vibe.
Yeah, there was cannibalism because he's
feeding the...
He was giving the meat to the lady that worked at this bar or whatever.
Yeah, that's stupid. That should have been...
I know.
That's probably not the real name. If it is, it is, but... Well, anyway, there's this guy he wants to hang around with him because I guess he acts like he's seen what he's done. And I get this super gay vibe going on, but nothing ever made of it. Now, whether or not that's just the English dub or not, I don't know. But they even go swimming together and all kinds of weird gay stuff.
There was nothing
comes of it. Now, whatever, I don't know. The next one I watched was a great, one of the gifts Dana got me for Christmas. It came in all colors of Giallo.
It finally came
in. I watched the documentary on it, and pretty much, I'd say 90% of it is in either Italian. I don't think any of it's in Spanish, but, it does have a documentary about Creamy, which is the German kind of mystery movies of Edgar Wallace. So even though if he didn't write them, it was just said it was by Edgar Wallace, which I hadn't delved into that. I watched a couple of trailers before I kind of bailed on it for right now. And then they were Italian trailers, which I guess is okay. But then I happened to hit the menu to try to see if maybe they had an English track, and they had a commentary track. And I was like, whoa, I can listen to... I mean, that'd be interesting, at least for... not seeing the or having the audio track, at least enjoy the trailers in English, but whatever. But I definitely will want to listen to the commentary track and see how it is. Watched a couple of Asian movies next, China Heat, which
was I here when you were watching that?
I don't know, but it was probably on a Sunday, but. The thing is, this is a newer movie that I hadn't watched and it's been a while since I watched it. Now I can't remember nothing about it. But
wow.
I think it's...
Steve's just telling you that he remembers nothing about it.
No, unfortunately I don't. Right off the bat, I can't remember, but it was one of the action movies. Now, the next one I really like is Heroic Trio. I remember back when Charlie's Angels came out, they Miramax or whatever Dimension released this DVD, and they used the kind of same, same everything on the cover to make like this was in the tradition of Charlie's Angels, which is definitely not the case. It's a wild movie where there's three women who are the leads, and they're basically, in a way, all superheroes. One of them's called the Invisible Woman. One of them's called Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah. Or
I think I remember when you were
there was
watching
another.
This.
They had another name for her. I forgot. It was like either Shadow something. But then there's a thief catcher, and they all fight these demons who live below ground, or a, not a...
Is this the one where the baby died?
Yeah, they were stealing babies.
Yeah.
And then to catch the invisible woman, the thief catcher girl stole the baby out of the hospital, and then she got in a fight with this other chick, Wonder Woman, they called her. And then one of the babies ended up getting stabbed, impaled on a big nail.
And I was like, man, this is depressing.
And then they never act like it was, you know, basically it was that dumb thief catcher woman's fault for bringing the baby out there. But it was never, you know, nothing was made of it. So, I don't know. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's very crazy in that respect. But action-wise, it's very cool. There is a sequel to it. Called The Executioners, which
did you tell me that one was even more depressing than this?
Yes, because it takes place in like apocalyptic times, and then one of the three girls gets killed. She gets ripped apart, and then in real life, I think that lady died. You know, years later, but any hopes of ever seeing them back together again kind of died with that. But I think her name was Anita Mowell or something. I can't remember. I can't pronounce it anyway. Another one I watched and got off a place called Hamilton Books.
Oh, yes.
And it had a sale. And I just thought this one was only like under $4. It's called Tai Chi Master with Jet Li and Michelle Yeoh. Oh, it's just the action is awesome.
I thought that one, what I saw of it, was a pretty good movie, but I felt kind of bad because, like, these two guys were, like, best buddies, and then one of them decided he wanted to go off and join, like, the enemy and become a general.
Well, he just...
Instead of being a rebel or whatever they...
He's the reason they got kicked out. They were both Shaolin monks, and they got kicked out because of that, the rebellious one was using forbidden techniques. But anyway, it's a... Wu Yingping. Every time they say his name now, they always say the action director of The Matrix. So he directed this one, and then obviously it's got a lot of cool wire work and a lot of practical effects. It's just a very entertaining movie that
Reggie wants to talk about it.
Yeah. Another one I watched, and I've had it for a while, and always. Started it.
Oh, this one. I like this one.
Spider Labyrinth?
Yeah, even though parts of it were kind of hokey.
I never got to the good parts, which, I mean, there is...
I think, didn't you fall asleep before this one's over and I watched it?
No, I watched this one.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's an Italian movie and from the late 80s. It's okay. But, you know, I would definitely say it's probably like a C-plus kind of movie. It's not even a B, but, I mean, it's cool for a watch because it's, you don't, especially if you've never seen it, there's so many movies out there that I've seen, and then you pick one that you haven't seen, and you try to watch it and see if it lives up to the rest. I mean, I wouldn't say this is something I'll revisit maybe in 5 years, maybe, who knows?
5 years?
Another one, another Asian movie, this time from Japan, I watched was called Future X Cop. And,
I don't think I've seen that one.
They show stuff on Facebook. This one guy puts out all this Asian stuff on Facebook. It's called like DKTV or something like that. And he'll like broadcast stuff over Facebook, like whole movies and, basically just Asian related usually. Like Godzilla movies and then animes and all kinds of cool stuff. But Future X Cop was, I saw like a scene of that. And he's basically like kind of like RoboCop, except he, you know, his family gets killed. So for some reason, he goes back in the past. I don't know why. And then the bad guys follow him and then they all fight and stuff. And then everybody's got, like, different weapons that kind of, they can organically, or they're cyborgs or something, and they can change into, like, big claws or wings, all kinds of crazy stuff. The next one, I don't know if Dana watched it, was the recent release of Overlord.
I watched parts of it, but I'll say before Steve gets into this that this was completely not what I was thinking it was. It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen, but I was just disappointed.
I heard a lot of people, Kyle said this was his favorite movie of the year or something. The thing with me
is... I mean, that's fine, but I just think it was a little bit of false advertising on the part of how they marketed it.
No, well, it gets to that. It just seems to me it's too long. It took a while to get to where we were going, but it's entertaining. I won't give it anything, but I mean, it's just...
I like some of the characters.
It's cool
and
stuff, but it's just not something... to me, that I need to watch again. I mean, it's good for a watch. That's about it.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Reggie's being crazy.
The next thing I watched was a gift from Dana, the Torso Arrow Blu-ray.
Yeah, let's hear what Steve thought. Because I could never get him to tell me what he thought of the aspect ratio of
It's a different aspect ratio.
It's a weird aspect ratio. I couldn't figure out what it was.
Taller, and then it doesn't fill the entire screen on the sides, and it doesn't look stretched or anything, so I'll have to look into it of what the actual ratio is, but I mean, it looks really good for most of it. I mean, of course, there's some scenes with a lot of grain, but other than that, I really didn't check out any extras, but I mean, if you don't have the movie,
I think he started watching something. But...
They had some extras, but I mean, like I say, I didn't watch them all. But if you're a fan of the movie, I definitely say check it out. If you don't have the other Blu-ray of it from, like, what, Blue Underground or something.
Then it'd be worth getting.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look at them side by side, but Arrow usually puts out a better transfer than most people. They got like Strip Dude for a Killer coming out that I think I'll get it, but now they want like $30 for it. Like,
there's Perversion Story. Well, I'm looking at Amazon while we're talking.
I got that.
Oh, we didn't talk about Impulse.
No, you're right. Impulse is it 84 or something like that? 86.
Something like that. One of those two.
I don't fudge, you know.
Has a young Meg Tilly and
Tim Matheson. This used to be on Showtime back in the early 80s. Got all the Paramount movies and Columbia and some other things went to HBO, so they all had like separate movies, and then there's a few that they shared, and I know this was one of the movies that was on there a lot, and I it's an interesting movie that I forgot the ending to, so of course that makes it, and I forgot some of the other things.
Well, and I forgot how much this movie bummed me out, because the ending, I won't give it away for people that haven't seen it, but it just, be prepared to be bummed out.
I mean, there's certain endings that are
it didn't
okay
end the way I would have preferred it.
I mean, some endings are okay that you'll still say I want to watch it again, like Vanishing Point or like Crazy Mary, Dirty Larry, or whatever, Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry.
Yeah. Did you see similarities between Impulse and The Curse?
Because
I did.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's got something...
there were several similarities, and the bummer ending was kind of like The Curse as well, which I won't give away in case somebody hasn't seen The Curse with Will Wheaton.
Will Wheaton.
Is there any more that we didn't talk about?
Yeah, well, not on this list, but...
You talked about that Cold Skin movie, which I didn't...
I didn't talk about that one either.
I didn't care for that. But it was one Steve was watching.
Well, yeah, it was... It's. I think it's on Shudder or something. But, yeah, the Cold Skin was an interesting movie.
It's not a horror movie.
Well, it's a fantasy movie.
Okay,
fantasy. They take place... I guess it's something around World War I or something. When they take this guy to a... to a lighthouse, and he's supposed to stay there. And then there's another lighthouse, just very, you know, another, like, across the way for some reason. I don't know why there's two lighthouses here. But anyway, they leave him there.
There were two lighthouses?
Yeah. He gets kind of bored. At least I think there's two lighthouses. I don't remember now. It could have been. But he gets bored, and he finally goes over there. And the guy doesn't want anything to do with him. And so he goes back, and then he starts seeing all these creatures. And he gets back, and he finds out that there's, like, all these aqua, you know, like, mermen and stuff that are coming on. And the other guy has one of the, got a female mermaid or whatever. Without, she doesn't have, she's got, like, she can just swim in water. She's got gills, but she doesn't, she has feet and everything. And then, like, there's, every night there's, like, constant attacks and stuff, but they have to fight them off. But anyway, it's worth a watch if you haven't seen it. I would suggest that. Another one I just heard about on the Bloodbath and Boomsix podcast. They were giving their year's best, or at least the year best that they've seen in 2018. And one that I believe John Schatzner brought up called The Bar. And I just watched it. And
The Bar?
That's what it's called. The movie that we just
watched. Oh, that's why you were watching it.
And it's a very cool movie. It's Spanish. And it's like all these different people come to this bar for different things. And then one guy leaves, and then he gets shot in the head. And then the shit goes downhill from there. And
pretty much.
It's a... It's an interesting movie, and you really don't know what's going on. You really, it's very, you can't guess what's going to happen next. So, it's out there if you search for it. It's called The Bar, or El Bar.
El Bar.
Like an arm bar, but El Bar, E-L Bar. So, that's, bring us up to where we
that's
are
up
now.
To date.
We're so finished. Long.
Yay. Is this the end of, like, a show?
No.
Oh, okay.
We're going to watch a few more movies, and then we'll be back after something.
Bye.
Or other. Back. We're gonna,
oh, I thought Steve was going to wait till I finished feeding the
leaf. We'll multitask.
Okay.
Trying to remember what I watched Friday. Do you have any ideas?
Steve, I thought you were keeping the leaf though,
didn't you? Oh, I did, but I didn't save it.
Why didn't you save it?
I shut down the computer and forgot to save it.
Late, Steve. Since Friday.
I don't know.
Did you watch any Jallos?
Friday?
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to help you remember what you watched.
You were watching The Shining when I came home.
When you came home on Friday, I was?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was still in the Blu-ray player when I this today, so we didn't watch...
So you didn't watch any...
DVDs or Blu-rays.
DVDs or Blu-rays Friday. Or Saturday.
Alright, well, I watched... watched
Steve's gonna have to follow me around. Short Night of Glass Dolls.
Yeah, Short Night of Glass Dolls, which I had from the original.
I'm sorry, but I didn't understand the end of
that. Yeah, I watched it. I got the original Giallo set from Anchor Bay. God, it's been well over 10 years. But. They had it on Amazon Prime, and so that would be the easiest way to watch it.
Yeah, me and Steve are lazy now that we've got all this stuff. If we see it on there or something, we just watch it.
The thing with that is, I mean, it's a weird giallo because the main character is basically, they presume him to be dead, and he's kind of, he's still alive. And for some reason, all these doctors and shit can't determine that he's alive. They didn't do the mirror test and not have shown that he was still alive, but anyway.
Did doctors really do a mirror test?
Well, you would imagine if they thought he was alive, they would, and he's still warm, so.
Yeah, they were trying to explain why his temperature wasn't changing and why he didn't have rigor mortis or.
But it's told in flashbacks and. He's with this young lady, and she disappears.
Played by Barbara Bach.
And then this older lady, who for some reason wears a lot of head wraps, so you think she might be a cancer patient who lost all her hair, but then she does. You find out she does have hair, and then they basically look for her. And I don't think there's any more. Is there any more? There's like a couple murders, I thought. Besides that, but anyway,
well, they didn't murder the blonde lady.
No, but either way, it's an okay giallo. I know a lot of people say really like it for some reason, but I'm not one of those.
It wasn't the best thing like that I've seen. You know, there's better giallos out there. Brandon
doesn't like it either. Right.
That's what he's telling.
That's what I'm saying. So he says he doesn't like it at all. Yeah. He says he prefers what? Face fur? Oh, he says Fulci or Martino, so.
Or Argento.
But anyway, what was he?
Basically didn't, it, other than centering around this guy, it centered around some kind of cult. I guess they were a satanic cult. I don't know. They were having some kind of orgies.
But watched some. A Japanese movie called Karate 2, which I think I might have passed out during the
afternoon.
Yeah,
I wasn't really paying attention to that.
Well, it's over the top wacky shit, but it was...
Yeah, that I got out of.
But it was... I kind of dug it, but I was just, like, too sleepy.
Yeah, Steve hit a moment where he was very, very sleepy yesterday.
But watched a few Asian movies today. Well... martial arts and Asian movies. I watched No Retreat, No Surrender 2, which
with
is
Cynthia Rothrock.
Yeah, that's a cool little film. I saw a clip of it on Facebook. There, and then that reminded me, hey, you should watch this.
And Steve and I got into a discussion about Cynthia Rothrock, and Steve said that she was good at the fight scenes until she went and had. Enormous breast put in and got double D breast.
Yeah, well, that's my opinion. But anyway, it was snowing, and so I watched Lady Snowblood, which I hadn't seen in a while. So
that one was pretty decent, and it was very bloody, too.
Plus, I've had this movie for maybe 2 to 3 years.
And he hadn't opened it. And yeah. When Steve did open it, he thought that he was supposed to have 2 discs in there, and...
Yeah, but it was one. The sequel, which is Love Song of Vengeance is not a is okay, but it's not nowhere near as good, and it's kind of like an extra on the Blu-ray. So, but anyway, I know Criterion released both of these movies for some reason. I don't.
But Steve says he's happy with the Arrow release.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't need. I mean, it seems good enough for me. So I don't. There's no need to upgrade for any reason.
Like the Goonies. Goonies are good enough.
Yeah, they're very good enough.
Okay.
But, I had the same and then just got watching the 4K of Thor Ragnarok. And
which I was busy, but what I did see of it looked
yeah, it looks really good. And my, the air from the subwoofer was freezing my arms from the blasts and stuff. So it was, I really liked that. And I liked the tone of the movie and everything. So it was really cool.
And also what Steve and I did last night is we did a commentary for Moonstalker. Don't worry if you've never heard of that movie.
Well, it's on, it's on, I think it's on streaming.
On Prime.
I think, but for sure it's still on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, so,
And then besides, the Blu-ray it does not look good at all, so I would not worry about
it. It's not worth showing out your money for.
Do not buy the Blu-ray, even if you could. I think it's out of print, but I wouldn't buy that for a dollar.
It's not available now from Amazon, so.
But I need to watch a lot more of my All the Colors of Jalo. I'm only halfway through the trailers.
Steve had to wait a long time for that.
Yeah.
I didn't say it, because for some reason, there was something wrong with one of the discs or something in the box set.
Also, need to rewatch All Colors of the Night, or the Dark, rather. Give that another go around. And then I got Strip Nude for Your Killer coming in a few weeks from Arrow.
Yeah, Steve said he'll. And I got a couple of Blu-rays that I haven't watched just yet, but I'll tell you about them later. But I did get Invasion of the Blood Farmers. Severin put that out. And Great On Clark's Uninvited, which Vinegar Syndrome put out.
I like the black cases. They have
the
all
Blu-rays.
Yeah, but all the 4Ks have black cases.
Yeah, that's how sometimes you can tell the difference between them and the Blu-ray. But that Invasion of the Blood Farmers is obviously not a 4K.
Okay, well, we're going to end it here. So, peace out.
How long is this show going to be?
I don't know. Long enough.
I don't know how many segments we've done.
We've done three, but one was 20-some minutes. That's pretty long for us to talk.
Okay.
So, peace out.
Bye. Meow, meow.
keep climbing.